This year, I went with our youth group to Glorieta, New Mexico, to a fuge camp. I thought it would be a good time, maybe a little hot, but nothing too special. I never really thought that I would have a God moment. I never really understood why these trips were so special for people. I just thought it would be something fun to do over the summer. When we arrived, it wasn't as I expected it to be. There were a lot of fun things to do around the camp. The music the band played was great. And although the Christian rap was questionable, it was a lot of fun. As for the mission work, we went there originally with the thought that we were going to be working with kids. I personally don't like to work with younger children, but when I found out that they were around my age, I didn't mind. We worked with them for 2 days of our trip, and they were great. We got along well and had a lot of fun together. At the start of each day, Miss Rose, which was the person that invited the kids over as sort of a youth group every day, gave a sermon. The first day was great. A pastor from the local church came by and gave a sermon that was pretty good. The second day, however, the pastor could not make it, and Miss Rose gave the sermon herself. She said things like, God isn't a forgiving God, and if you sin, you are going to hell no matter what. She also said that marriage is a bond that should only be shared between a man and a woman. We did not want to be associated with the hateful and closed-minded things she was saying. The closed-minded things she said helped inspire me to speak up during the vote to make sure our church becomes reconciling. And it also made me realize how non-judgmental people of our generation are and how important it is for our church to stay that way. I do believe we showed mercy by being respectful and politely leaving. This was a major disappointment for us. We really enjoyed spending time with the kids. Despite our disappointment, we found another mission site we could help out at for the rest of our time there, and it happened to be a farm. It was hard work, but it was a lot of fun. Doing things as a group was really enjoyable, and we all had a good time helping out and meeting new people from other churches. At the camp, we would have these groups at night where we would share our stories, and I believe that is the moment I enjoy the most. I believe this is when the mission trip changed from just something fun to do to something that is really special, and that's bringing us closer together. At this point, I really felt God, and I finally understood why these mission trips are so special. Getting progressively closer to each other while helping out at the mission site was amazing. Activities there, like gogaball and golf, were really fun. And there was even a lake there to swim in. The water was a bit too wet for me to get in, but I had a fun time with all the other activities. God has changed my perception about mission trips and showed me that they are really special. I am thankful that I had the opportunity to not only work to help others, but for us to get closer as a youth group. I am really looking forward to our upcoming mission trip to Puerto Rico.
Hey everybody, my name's Ryan. Unfortunately, I have to go after Dominic, so it may not be as good, but I hope. So I also got to go with our youth group down to Glorieta, and it was my first experience on a mission trip as well as a mission trip with this youth group. I kind of don't really come a lot, but I didn't have that bond with all these wonderful people in our youth group. But over the time that Glorieta happened, I really bonded with them through the fact that I thought like the mission camp was going to be like two cabins for boys and girls, but it was this giant just area with like residential housing for people that lived there. There was a lake, there was courts all over the place, there was like hotels, and there was mini golf. So that was our first activity we went to, of course, and we decided to play it with a little twist called Play It Where It Lies. So, meaning it could be in a bunker, in a ditch, in a lake, in a creek. So, I narrowly avoided getting hit in the head with that, but it was just where we really started bonding, I think, at first, because we just started to play and play and play until I feel like we started to trust each other more with it and had a lot of fun. So, the next day, we woke up really tired, of course, because 6:30, that's a rough time. So, after a 30-minute sleep-filled drive to Santa Fe, we arrived at the trailer park where Miss Rose had her little youth group type thing, and we met this kid named Jose. And Jose was this very athletic kid about our age, and he was a soccer player, but he didn't know how to play football. So it was really cool, and this was my first God moment, was when the guys and I, we took him out and we taught this kid how to play football. And to see the smile on this kid's face was just, it just really made, it made the youth trip, honestly, for me, because he was so happy because this kid never sees other people other than the people that live in that community. And it was really great to just teach him how to play that sport because I could tell he really had a lot of fun, and I'm really glad that we could give it to him. So after we came back, we decided to go to the lake, of course, have a good time. And I feel like we had another bonding moment when there was this giant obstacle course on the lake. We would push each other off and have a lot of fun, of course. But what would really happen is it was hard to get back on once you fell off, although we would help each other up, except for Julia. But that aside, we really like started to trust each other more because you could tell, you could like learn when they were going to push you off or when they were going to be nice. But it was just, Julia, I'm sorry. But so then there was this giant rope swing, and unfortunately Carson and I didn't get to huck a backflip off of it, but we still have that thought in our mind, and hopefully someday we do get to huck a back off a rope swing. And so then finally we got to see Keaton and Nevaeh baptized, which was really cool because God just seemed to send his rays of sunlight down upon the water. It was really cool to see like an actual baptism take place in a lake, besides the crawdads that attacked us. It was a rough time, yeah. So if the video ever gets showed, I apologize for just hearing, ah, it's attacking me, help. But so I had, those were my main God moments that I had on this trip, and that's what really made the trip for me, and that's why I'm really looking forward to Puerto Rico.
As we break the bread, as we drink the wine, as we prepare our hearts for communion today, know that it is World Communion Sunday, so we are celebrating communion with hundreds of thousands of Christians all over the world. Let us unite our hearts with them in a spirit of love, kindness, and excitement. Let us feel that community together. And now I invite you to find the liturgy for communion. It's on the pink insert in your bulletin. Christ invites all the world to this holy feast, from the north and down under, from every time zone around the globe. As today's sunlight inches across the land and sea, Christians all over gather to worship God and take communion. We are here, and the meal is ready.
May this bread connect us more closely to you, to each other, and to our neighbors
near and far. Bless this cup. May this cup of mercy give us hope for a world unified by your love. Bless this cup, we pray.
Let us pray. God of all peoples, bless us as we receive this bread and cup, for it really means we willingly receive the power of your love into our lives. May that love heal us, transform us, and renew us, so we may bring your love and mercy to this world. Amen. You will come forward at the direction of the ushers.
Life.